Assembly 2018 is made possible by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association, lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years.
From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Saraya Wintersmith. When lawmakers and their staff pack up their capitol offices and leave at the end of a legislative session, they're typically only returning for public meetings and to consider vetoes and amendments from the governor. But this year's session has now officially come and gone without a budget. That means lawmakers will have to come back and work out their disagreements in a special session. At the heart of the budget delay is the question of whether or not to expand Medicaid. The House and Senate arrived at an impasse after each chamber rolled out its own budget. Only the House spending plan contains provisions for Medicaid expansion. As the General Assembly finished up work the day before adjournment, it seemed overtime negotiations between the two chambers would remain tense.
When you have a one-vote margin, regardless of whether it's Republicans or Democrats, it takes an entirely different skill set to lead your caucus and to lead a body.
Pointing to House Republicans' recently reduced numbers, Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norman accused his counterpart in the other chamber of employing poor political strategies in crafting the budget and preparing for adjournment.
And what has come about, I think, is a divisiveness within that majority party down there. And I have told our ladies and gentlemen on this side that if I, as the pretending leader of the Senate Republicans, was put in a position where I was out on an issue by myself and my entire leadership team was the other way on that same position, I would resign.
But then hours before adjournment Saturday, the Senate Majority Leader, who sarcastically referred to himself as Senator Cream Puff, softened his rhetoric.
I would say on my comments on the speaker yesterday, if he took umbrage and was offended, I apologize. He is not only a colleague, but has been a friend in his leadership through the years as a majority leader and as a budget conferee have been very valuable.
And with that, the delegation went to inform the governor of their intention to adjourn. On his way out the Capitol doors, Senate Republican Caucus Chair Ryan McDougall, who's on his 17th legislative session, said it's not unheard of for the legislature to leave without a spending plan.
We've left five times since I've been in without a budget on this day, but we'll work through the process.
McDougall also said the time between adjournment and the next round of budget debates could be refreshing for lawmakers who have spent the last 8 weeks reading up on policy and debating.
We go very aggressively, not like some other states and not like our friends across the river. We spend long hours debating a lot of information, and everybody gets tired and they can get a little snippy at this point. So sometimes just the ability to see your family, which you might not have been able to do, and get a little sleep causes cooler heads to reflect and everybody comes together.
The focus now shifts to Governor Ralph Northam, who will invoke his constitutional authority to call the special session. He told reporters Saturday he's still deciding on a date. Saraya Wintersmith, WCBE News, Capitol Square.